This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Biden administration enacted the country's strongest ever federal tailpipe standards for the cars that most Americans drive, and now is doing the same with the biggest, most polluting vehicles on the roads, buses, commercial vans, and freight trucks. The new rules for heavy-duty vehicles bear many similarities to their counterparts for smaller cars and trucks, and will push the industry toward zero-emission technology. While the light-duty cars and trucks that most Americans drive are the biggest contributors to transportation pollution, medium and heavy-duty trucks play an outsized role. They represent about 5% of the overall vehicle fleet, but contribute about 20% of total transportation climate pollution. The EPA estimates the changes will cut 1 billion tons of planet-warming pollution by 2055. The rule is technology neutral, meaning vehicle manufacturers can meet the standards how they choose. Advanced internal combustion engine vehicles, hybrid vehicles, plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, battery electric vehicles, and hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. There are already changes to more efficient vehicles in the industry. By the early 2030s, EPA modeling predicts between 12 to 25% of the biggest freight trucks on the road will be zero emissions vehicles. For smaller classes like beverage or dump trucks, it could be closer to 40%. Like the rules for light-duty vehicles, the new standards for trucks and buses will be phased in gradually, giving vehicle manufacturers flexibility and allowing more time for clean fuel infrastructure to get up and running. The standards will ramp up more stringently after 2030. Regular voter registration for the upcoming primary election to be held on June 4, 2024, will close at 5 p.m. on Monday, May 6, 2024. Prior to the close of regular voter registration, people wishing to register or update their voter registrations can request an application to be mailed or emailed, or they can go to the Election Department in the Gallatin County Courthouse at 311 West Main Street in Bozeman. Voter registration applications are available online also at www.sosmt.gov and www.gallatin.mt.gov. If you miss this regular registration deadline, you can still register to vote in the primary election by going to the Gallatin County Election Department in the Gallatin County Courthouse until noon on June 3rd. And there is same-day voter registration and voting on primary election day, June 4th, from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. at the Gallatin County Elections Office. People can email gallatin.elections@gallatin.mt.gov for more information. On Friday, April 19th, 900 middle school and high school students from 80 teams across Montana will converge on MSU in Bozeman for the Montana Science Olympiad 2024 State Tournament. For middle schoolers, competition takes place in five categories, each with individual events: Earth and Space Science, Physical Science and Chemistry, Technology and Engineering Design, Inquiry and Nature of Science, and Life, Personal and Social Science. High school competitors have the same categories but different events. Using their talents and applying knowledge of STEM principles, students can earn medals, and the school with the highest cumulative score wins the State Science Olympiad Championship. The state champions are eligible to compete at the national tournament hosted this spring at Michigan State University. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.